Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kara Hugenson is here. Kara is a new friend with us, but not her organization. We know the principal folks very well. A lot of good friends there who've been with us over the years, and we're going to break in Kara today and show her how much we can love up our smart folks when they join us. She's a vice president with Principal Financial Group, and she's responsible for the group benefits business there and also the U.S. Insurance Solutions there. She has with her, she's brought with her a survey there, the principal's survey of small business optimism, and it covers a lot of important things in some areas that we don't cover in other surveys. And so I'm glad she's here. Kara, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much for having me. Certainly appreciate it.
Good to have you here. It's good to have you, and we always love having the folks at Principal here, all the Jerry and Renee and Amy and all the different folks over the years. So, Kara, tell us the name of the study. Make sure I know the exact name of it.
Absolutely. So this is called the Principal Well-Being Index.
The Well-Being Index. If you're looking for that, folks, that way we get the title, because they all have good titles. So when you said Principal Financial Well-Being Index, when you're thinking of well-being, when you guys were thinking of that, and you asked small business owners about that, right?
We did. We actually went out and talked with about 600 small business owners. And just to level set a little bit, when we say small business owner, we're really looking at those employers that have between 2 and 1,000 employees.
Right, right. When you think of a small business owner for your business, because of what you guys do, you are thinking about the smaller sector of businesses who of the total small business sector, the smaller group, who are the employers. America, what is that, about 7-8 million?
You know, it depends on what resource you look to. We generally cite around 6 million employers that have less than 1,000 employees here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you ask them and they, those people sign the check, the front of tens of millions of paychecks every week. So when you ask them about their well-being, their optimism, in general, what did they tell you in general?
You know, really, in general, I mean, you've hit the key point. They're optimistic, and that's exciting. That's good confirmation. You know, clearly we've had a lot of the economy has been robust. Despite, you know, the challenges that can come with a tight labor market, 60% of the business owners that we talked with, they expect to stay in growth mode over the next year. And in fact, this survey is one that we have done for the last roughly 6 years. It's the sixth time we've done this mm-hmm. particular research. And that increase in optimism over that period of time has been 30%. So we are tremendously excited about the state of mind, if you will, of small business owners and what that means for our economy and the workforce in America.
You know, Kara, I'm hypersensitive to these kinds of things, as I know you are. And when I hear the talking heads talk about the economy, how the economy's doing, they say the economy, and then they talk about Wall Street. And every once in a while, they'll throw in something about small businesses, but what they don't spend any time on, unfortunately, is the fact that out here on Main Street, where over half of the economy and over half of employees live and work, we're planted in the ground. We don't have derivatives. We don't have default swaps. We can't go short on anything. We don't have any kind of financial insurance like a lot of people have, like they do on Wall Street. And I say insurance in terms of just a device, not the kind of stuff you sell. But, you know, out here, we got nowhere to hide. We're planted in the ground. And these are the people that literally are keeping the economy on an even keel. When the stock market goes up and down and people get hysterical over an earthquake or a bomb or whatever, out here on Main Street, we keep an even keel. We're the adults in the room, and I'm really glad you guys are paying attention to them.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. It's always so fascinating to get the opportunity to talk with these small business owners and understand what it was that first sparked that idea of opening a business, and the journey that they've had along the way and how they're helping their customers and the employees that are helping them along the way. Yep. It's also so enlightening as in talking with these business owners that, you know, they wear so many different hats day in and day out. You know, this particular survey, you know, focuses on kind of the state of mind of employers and maybe what their top challenges are. But they figure out how to make it work. And they're not only the chief visionary, they're the chief motivator, they're the IT expert, they're the accountant. And, you know, there's just, that's a lot to take on.
And your research showed that they feel very responsible for their people, for their employees.
They do. That is certainly the case. They definitely believe that helping take care of their employees is part of their responsibility. Now, the underlying motivation for why they feel that can differ a little bit based on the age of the business owner, and that was one of the things that we explored in this particular survey, is a little bit of the difference in how millennials and baby boomers address, you know, benefits and providing a engaging environment.
Are you saying millennials are more sensitive to and more interested in providing benefits to their people than the older generations are? Did your research find that?
No, I'm not saying that they're necessarily more interested. What I'm suggesting is this research would say that they have different motivations for it. So, for example...
Hold on to that thought, Kara. We're going to come back, because this is a really important point. We know small business owners are optimistic. We know that they're great. But what motivates them? When we come back, Kara Hugenson is going to report on that from the Principal Financial Well-Being Index. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.